Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Environment Center. Welcome to a brand new week. This is your week of good news. This is your week of divine promotion. Mercy will speak for you this week. The goodness and the favor of God will locate you. God will turn his favor upon your life like a garment. He will place it on you like a shield. Attract favor from right, left, and center. Everywhere you face, things will work. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may you experience and enjoy the help of God without limit. In the name of Jesus, this week there shall be no negative news. In the name of Jesus Christ, welcome to your week of progress. No matter what it is, you will make progress this week. Let me charge you before I pray for you. Ensure you keep moving. Regardless of what is trying to stop you, keep moving. Don't allow your weakness of yesterday stop you. Don't allow the words of others against you stop you. Everything will always want to stop you from moving, but ensure you keep moving. If you can't move physically, move spiritually. If you cannot move at a speed pace, move little by little. No matter what it is, just make sure you keep moving. If you can't move outwardly, move inwardly. Let your thought move. Let your imagination move. No matter what it is, keep moving. And this is that week you will see progress in your life in the name of Jesus. Now, my prophetic prayer focus for you this week is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 46 verse 27. Jeremiah 46 verse 27. The Bible says, "But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar off, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return." Oh, that is restoration. "And be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid." You know what God is saying here? My God, this is prophetic. Jacob is God. God is speaking a prophetic word into the destiny of Jacob. Number one, he's saying, fear not. There are situations that bring fear. There are circumstances that bring fear. But God is saying that don't allow fear. Don't entertain fear. Don't let fear hold you. Anything this week that wants to cause fear or put you in a fearful situation, or any situation you are afraid of, you are fearful of, it will end in your favor. It will turn around for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, anything that would discourage you, make you dismayed, whatsoever would destroy you, anything that would bring depression, dejection, rejection, anything that will deny you of good things this week, we bar them, we break them, we dissolve them, we destroy them, we scatter them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that there shall be answer, there shall be progress, there shall be testimony, there shall be increase, there shall be promotion. In the name of Jesus, he said, "I will save you from afar." Wherever you need to be saved, to be saved means to be rescued, to be delivered, to be brought forth, to be brought out, to be liberated. Oh, glory. This week, God is saving you. He will save you from attack. He will save you from sorrow. He will save you from trouble. Anything on assignment to come to bring evil your way, God will save you. Ekata barato shagai leperen tokorozia elate kamananzataya. In the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I prophesy by the Spirit of the Lord that God will save you. God will save your children. God will save your destiny. God will save your family. God will save you from every strange, visible or invisible attack that wants to come near you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everywhere you go, you shall be saved. Oh, your children will be saved. Your husband will be saved. Your family will be saved in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oraba Shakarabaya. Mandebedu Salikrato. Elelemena. What is coming ahead of you that you didn't even know, that is projected into this week negatively? God will save you from it. Intended accident, God will save you from it. Sudden attack, God will save you from it. Affliction, going around looking for what to eat, God will save you from it. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lado Prakata. Lepratoske Peredush Kalamandaya. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, say louder, amen. I want you to believe. I want you to believe. Look at that scripture again. Jeremiah 46:27. I will save them from afar and your seed from their land of captivity. I prophesy, whatever represents your land of captivity, God will deliver you from it. Anything that wants to put you in captivity, cage you, I decree, that the Lord will rescue you from captivity in the precious name. Captivity of evil will no longer bind you. You will no longer be under the hold of captivity. The operations of captivity won't cage you. The operations of captivity won't stop you. The operations of captivity won't hinder you. The operations of captivity will not deny you. The operations of captivity will not stop your blessings in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, believe it. No power from the a cage of evil will be able to hold you down. Say, God is saying, I will save your seed from the land of your captivity. This land you have will not hold you captive. It will be the land of your progress. It will be the land of your rising. It will be the land of your celebration. It will be the land of your lifting. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, so it shall it be. And he said, Jacob shall return. Whoa, Jacob shall return. Jacob shall return. Jacob shall return. And they shall be at rest and in ease. I love that part. Rest and in ease. So they will not just have rest. Things will become easy. Oh, this week, find things easy. This week, enjoy ease. This week, make progress with ease. This week, answer comes by with ease. Everything you touch and you do, enjoy ease in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you rest on every side. Rest in the morning, rest in the afternoon, rest in the evening, rest every corner. Wherever you face, enjoy rest and peace in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And he said, none shall make them afraid. Do you know what God is saying there? Nothing will trouble you. Oh, nothing will trouble you. Nothing will trouble you. Nothing will trouble you. Nothing will trouble you. You are too protected to be easily attacked. You are too protected to be attacked in the name of Jesus. Nothing will make you afraid. Nothing will trouble your home. Nothing will trouble your health. This week, nothing is permitted to trouble your blessing. Instead of trouble, you will experience triumph. Instead of evil, you will see good. You will go far. You will experience the goodness of God. The Lord will shield you and cover you with his precious blood. There shall be no disaster, no negative report. There shall be no evil manifestation. All through this week, it is good news. Somebody shout good news. Say it louder. Say good news. That is going to be your portion this week. Testimony will locate you every corner. It is done. In Jesus' name, the Lord, we pray. And everybody say amen. Listen to me. It is your week. Believe the prophetic pronouncement. Share this with somebody. Spread it abroad. Send it everywhere. Be a blessing to other people if this has been a blessing to you. And I know that as you send it across and share this prophetic prayer, elders also will be lifted. Testimonies will visit every home and everyone in the precious name of Jesus. Well, if you like to, receive this prophetic prayer every week, you can be part of our Telegram platform. It's called Prophetic Prayer Community. It's a community of praying people. It's a community where we've set aside to share things that, ignite the fire of prayer. Position people to enjoy answers in prayer and, train you in the act of praying. Prayer, prophetic prayer community. Go to this link, t.me/prayerplace. t.me/prayerplace. Connect there. Be part of it. Join in today. And if you'd like to be listening to prayers 24 hours, we have a 24 hours radio called Empowerment Praying Radio. It's just broadcasting prayers 24/7. Empowerment Praying Radio, it is free. Download the mobile app on any app store. Empowerment Praying Radio. It's going to be a blessing to you. Share with others and always connect. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. Tonight, come your way again on this platform next week. I remain Benjamin Begley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.